Welcome to Lawpreneur Radio, the show for entrepreneurial lawyers seeking change, driven to do something different, and hankering to hang out their shingle. Host Miranda McCroskey interviews successful lawpreneurs and the companies and vendors that set them up for success. Their journeys will inspire, educate, and entertain.
Hi, welcome to Lawpreneur Radio. This is your host, Miranda McCroskey of McCroskey Legal. I am a practicing criminal defense attorney in Orange County, California. I've been a lawpreneur for the past 10 years, and I'm the host of Lawpreneur Radio. Today, our guest is Jessica Wilson of Ohana Bookkeeping. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Miranda. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. Jessica Wilson of Ohana Bookkeeping fell in love with accounting at a young age, and when she decided to open her own firm, it was so she could be a bookkeeper and support small businesses.
Yes.
Jessica, that is a very simplistic and short overview of who you are. So take some time now and tell us your journey. Tell us how you became the owner of Ohana Bookkeeping, and specifically how you had the courage to make that leap to go out on your own.
Okay. Well, I started when I was 19. I was the accountant for my dad's little itty-bitty company. It was a DME company, durable medical equipment. And I actually fell in love with it. It was the first time it was introduced to me, but it just came very easy to me. And I really liked working for him and just supporting his small business. But unfortunately, due to the recession, his business closed. So I went on to work for other companies, bigger companies in the accounting industry. And I worked for corporate America for probably about 13 years. And I actually gave birth to my daughter almost 2 years ago. And I just couldn't do it anymore. I did not want to work 40 hours a week and be away from my baby, especially with all the drive time and the lunch hours. It just, I didn't get to see her grow up. And it broke my heart too much. So I felt like I really needed to go out on my own. And I thought about it for a long time. I just had it written down as one of my goals is, okay, find a way to quit my job. How can I make money staying at home? And so I thought about it, and I finally came up with the idea of just being a bookkeeper for small businesses. A good friend of mine who is a owner of a restaurant told me, he implanted that idea in my brain about 2 years ago, saying that he hires a bookkeeper, comes in once a week just for a few hours, and he charges an X amount of money, and he told me to do it. And I did not have the confidence then, but now I did. So I looked into it. I got my CPB license. It's like a CPA, but it's a CPB license for bookkeeper while I was still working for my corporate company. And I just kind of did all the research that I needed to, and I was waiting for a good time to quit my job and take that leap. And for some reason, it just wasn't coming. I didn't know a good time to quit until one day I was driving to work, and I was thinking, I was actually just not counting my blessings, but just listing all the things I was grateful for. And one of the things I was grateful for was that my husband and I have a lot of money saved. And that's just, you know, a good thing. And then I realized that, you know, we do have enough money for me to quit my full-time job and actually pursue this. And once I came to that aha moment, I called my husband on my lunch break that day and told him about that and asked for his blessing. And he was extremely supportive. And so I think a week later, I put in my 4-week notice and decided my last day was going to be May 31st. And so June 1st, I started my company. And it was very exciting, but very nerve-wracking at the same time, but absolutely completely worth it.
That is a great story. Oh, it's very moving to me. And what I heard you say is that you were dissatisfied with your home life work balance.
Exactly. Yeah. Because there's just so much more to life than just working. I mean, working's great, and I love making money, and I love contributing to the community, but I also want to be a wife, and I want to be a mother, and there's just so much to enjoy out there, and I just didn't want to spend it all behind a desk in a cubicle anymore.
Well, there's a lot of Lawpreneur Radio listeners who are going to really relate to what you're saying, myself for one. And I also like you had the impetus to move, and then you had inspiration provided to you through the conversation with the restaurant owner, yeah. And then you took action, and that's how we have transitions in life. Another thing I know that entrepreneurs know how to fail fast so they can succeed faster.
Yes.
So would you share with us one of the so-called failures, I call them oh man moments, that you have been through along your way that has you be the successful entrepreneur that you are?
Yes, I was thinking about this question. I haven't had too many mishaps, big mishaps, but one thing I was able to think of was I took on a client in the very beginning, and because he was only my second client, because I needed money and I needed the experience, so I took him on, and he was not that nice of a man. He was actually kind of a bully. He reminded me of a bully. He liked to put people down, and he was mean to me and his other contractors. And I put up with it for about 5 weeks until I realized that I didn't have to put up with him. And actually, that's okay. It almost reminded me of a bad boyfriend when you have such low confidence in yourself that you just put up with whatever comes along because you think that's all you can get. And I realized that I can do better than that, and just because I am new, I don't have to put up with bad people. So it actually ended pretty well. I sent him an email, and I told him, because he wanted somebody to do the things that I was doing for much cheaper, which is totally understandable, because I was only paying his bills, and you can pay somebody $10 or $15 an hour to do that. So I sent him an email and said, you know what, it would be much easier and give you less stress if you just hire somebody at a cheaper rate and we can both go on a raise. And he never emailed me back, but he did send me a check in the mail in the next couple weeks. And so it made me realize that just because I need business doesn't mean I need all kinds of business. And there are people out there that if you don't want to do business with, it's okay, because there are good people out there who you will enjoy being around. And they'll make you feel good and make you feel happy that you did this choice, because I didn't leave my corporate job just to work for somebody that was mean. This is my baby. This is my life. I get to choose, and it's very refreshing. So that's something that I have learned along the way. And I actually did come across another lady who hired me over the phone, surprisingly. And when I met her the first time, in about 20 minutes, I could tell that she was not somebody that I wanted to do business with. And so I told her that our personalities were just not meshing well and that we should not be business partners. And she didn't quite get that, but it's okay. You know, you choose your battles. So, so it's just a very good lesson. You do business with the people that feel good to you in your heart.
I agree, and I love that you shared that story. That is a really good oh man moment, and actually I hear some oh yeah in that too. Once you have the maturity to see that, you set yourself free. That's really good.
It was.
We are going to go to some commercials now, and when we come back, we're going to get to another oh yeah story. Okay. So first, I'd like to share a little bit about you. Jessica Wilson of Ohana Bookkeeping fell in love with accounting when she was 19 and worked for her father as his bookkeeper. The numbers came easily to her, and she loved being able to discover those details that otherwise would have dropped through the cracks. For the next 10 years, she worked for companies as an accountant and earned a bachelor's degree in business accounting. After getting married and starting her family, she decided to go into business for herself and opened Ohana Bookkeeping. Jessica Wilson loves supporting small businesses like her father's. She also values a balanced lifestyle. Creating Ohana Bookkeeping allows her both. Ohana Bookkeeping provides full-charge bookkeeping, QuickBooks, and payroll services to small businesses of any industry. Jessica is committed to Ohana's growth and to providing excellent bookkeeping services to small businesses of any industry, including lawpreneurs. You can visit Jessica at her website, www.ohanacpb.com. That's www.ohana.com. OHANACPB.com, or call her at 714-317-3603. That's 714-317-3603.
If you are looking for a criminal defense attorney, you or someone you love is most likely in trouble and in need of help. Don't navigate the criminal justice system alone. Attorney Miranda McCroskey of McCroskey Legal provides legal services while creating a strong relationship with her clients. As your lawyer, Ms. McCroskey brings her almost 20 years of courtroom experience in addition to her lifetime of coaching, supporting, and educating others. Ms. McCroskey sees her clients as good people who made a poor choice and is available and accessible to her clients. By retaining Miranda McCroskey, you will save time and effort. Ms. McCroskey will be on your team to guide you through and tell the court your side of the story. Miranda can be reached by visiting her website at www.mccroskeylegal.com or by calling 714-389-2257.
Hi, everybody. This is Spike Reel for The Exit Coach. Business owners, can you name the 8 key value drivers that you and your managers should be focusing on to increase the value of your business? Introducing the Sellability Score Index. Visit our website and answer 25 questions about your business, and you will instantly receive your sellability score, showing you how well you stack up in the 8 value driver areas. It's a great management tool. It's absolutely free for our listeners. Just visit exitcoachradio.com and click Get My Sellability Score.
Welcome back to Lawpreneur Radio. We're on with Jessica Wilson. Before the break, Jessica shared her oh man moment, and now she's going to share her oh yeah moment. Tell us something good.
Well, one of the lessons, or not lessons, but one of the things that I really loved about being an entrepreneur was networking. I came across this great network called NABO, or the National Association of Women Business Owners, and they have just been a godsend to me because they are a large organization of professional business owners, and probably about 50% of the reason why I joined them in the first place was just referrals, but I have to say that has gone down to about 20% just because I love the support that I get from everybody. I love being around like-minded people. I love being able to bounce off ideas off of people and just absorbing all of their experiences and information and ideas. And it is just, it's been priceless to me. That's, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. And so I love it very much. It actually, NABO is what made me or introduced me to Miranda. There's just a lot of different programs that they offer, and it's just great because it teaches you that you're not alone. Because one of the things that it's scary when you go into business for yourself is because it's all brand new and you don't know exactly what you're doing. You have your head focused, you know what your desires are and your goals are, but to actually get there is you don't know. It's a first, and so you do the best you can, and this organization has just been great because I get to meet wonderful people who are in the same boat as I am. A lot of them do have a lot more experience, and then some of them are newbies like me, so it works out really well.
Yeah, anytime you can be in some kind of organization where there's people of all different experience levels, it's very beneficial.
It definitely is.
Yeah, I understand. I enjoy NABO a lot. I think it's a great organization. So tell us about your current business. Tell us what's on your desk, and specifically tell us how you support lawpreneurs by being a bookkeeper.
Well, what's currently on my desk is actually, I have a client who literally gave me her laptop the other day and a bunch of receipts and bank statements and asked me just to update her books. So what I provide to companies, to small businesses, is an organization of their financials. And I also provide them their profit and loss statements and balance sheet statements and any other financial reports that are beneficial to them. And it's just great. They're allowed to, I also provide reconciliations, bank reconciliations, so you know exactly what's coming in and what's coming out, and everything is categorized to an expense or a revenue or a balance sheet account, but it allows you to see what is going on in your company financially, so you have some direction. You're not blind, because a lot of people, they just make money and spend money, but they don't know exactly how much they're making. They don't know the backbone of it or what is really going on, how profitable they are. So it's great to be able to provide that to them so they can use that as a tool to learn what they need to better invest in or what expenses they should not be investing in. And it's very beneficial to any small company to have a bookkeeper or somebody maintaining your books.
And I was really intrigued by what you just said right now about them not being blind. That that gave me a different insight to it, like a bird's eye view. You can see the entire your entire financial relationship set out on paper. I hadn't thought of it that way. I do my own books, and I bet a lot of lawpreneurs do, because one of the hallmarks that I've found as I've been interviewing people of being a lawpreneur is wearing all the hats ourselves and not doling out what needs to be doled out. Tell us the benefits of hiring someone like you at a reasonable hourly rate to take care of this for us.
Well, the benefits are it just takes time off your shoulders, so you can better invest your time into the success of your company. But honestly, I have to say that sometimes if you do like numbers and you're good at it, you can definitely do your own books. I would get somebody to hire you, or I would hire somebody to train you, to get you set up on QuickBooks and to train you how to use the software. But if you can do it by yourself and if it saves you money, that's a great way to go too. You don't always have to have an expert. And then if you do have any questions, you can call on an expert. But if you're just don't like numbers, I have most of my clients just would rather not even deal with it. They'd rather just hand me a bucket of receipts and say, you deal with that. So there's it just depends on the person. But yeah, if you can actually do it by yourself, that would be great too. It saves you money and keeps your expenses down.
So are you available for hire on a consultancy basis to train these people like you just described?
I am, yes. I can train people in QuickBooks. I can get the QuickBooks software for them and set it up for them and then get their company set up, because that does take a little bit of time too when you actually build their chart of accounts, which is the skeleton of and the backbone of the QuickBooks and financial programs. It tells you what all your expense accounts, revenue accounts are and stuff like that. So I can get people set up on QuickBooks and then train them and show them how to do it, how to maintain it on their own. But again, yeah, if you don't like numbers, and you're more than welcome to hire somebody to do that for you.
Yeah, attorneys generally don't like numbers. At least that's the stereotype out there. Another guest that I had on here, Joe Dane, who's an attorney, he said that there are three types of attorneys. There are finders, minders, and grinders. And the finders are the marketing people. The minders take care of the office and do the kind of work that you're talking about. And the grinders, I assume, are the ones doing the law. And he suggested it's important to determine who you are and that probably being all three wasn't the way to go. So to all of you people out there who are finders and grinders, calling Jessica to do the minding part of your office, your bookkeeping would be the way to go.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely wear the hats in all the hats in my company.
I know.
Yeah, but hopefully soon I can start outsourcing. I would love to do that.
Yep.
Yes.
It's a sign of growth when you get there. So tell me and tell the listeners of Lawpreneur Radio one of your favorite resources. This is where we give a pragmatic tip, something they might want to take on for themselves.
My favorite resource is actually an app called Cozy, C-O-Z-I, and it's absolutely fantastic because you can put it on your smartphone, and what I love about it is it integrates with your family. So my husband we all have the same family account. So my husband's on it, I'm on it, and then we even have a little spot for my daughter, even though she doesn't have her own phone because she's two. But it actually allows you to have a schedule, a family schedule. So I'm able to schedule all my Ohana bookkeeping on this app, and my husband's able to read it. Or if my husband and I have a date night, we can put that on, and then if we have a family date, we can put that on, and so we all view the same thing, and it really keeps me organized and my family organized, so I really appreciate that.
Great. I totally can see the benefit of that. I am the cruise director in my home, and
same here.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's the mommy thing, I guess. Anyway, when my husband wants to know if we're free, he has to call and ask me.
Right.
So having Cozy set up would be a real benefit.
It is, definitely.
Now, I always like to ask my guest about their best read. I think what we read really plays a part of who we are in life. Mm-hmm. And what's one of your favorite books?
You know, right now I'm reading a book called Big Life, Small Business for Women. It was written by Luis Barajas, and he was a speaker at actually one of the NABO dinner meetings, whom I was very inspired by, because he teaches people and women, but people specifically, to build a company that doesn't drain your life. He says build a business, not a job, because a lot of us as entrepreneurs, we just make a job that just brings in income, but it doesn't allow us to build a business. It doesn't allow us to take time off because we don't get paid for that. Anytime we're not working, we're not getting paid. So I really appreciate his book and his findings, and he just tells you to have a more balanced life. And when you're building your business, you have to build it with your life and your passions in mind, so you have a very a more balanced life.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Big Life, Small Business for Women. I'm going to check that out. And all of the resources and books that you suggested are going to be on your show notes page and on our resource page at lawpreneurradio.com, so listeners can check it out there. Jessica, I really appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Tell the listeners again how they can get in contact with you.
You can visit my website at www.ohanacpb.com, or feel free to call me at 714-317-3603.
Thank you. I'm Miranda McCroskey at McCroskey Legal. You can visit me at McCroskeyLegal.com or through LawpreneurRadio.com. And I really appreciate having you here today. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to Lawpreneur Radio. Our intention has been that you were inspired, educated, and entertained. Check out lawpreneurradio.com's ever-expanding resource page and be sure to subscribe on iTunes. Go hang your shingle.